Okay, so let's review the Perek Gimel inside very briefly. Ve'ilu magalchin b'moed, here are the people who are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Habama medina sayam, a person who's coming back from overseas, he was on a business trip, not on a cruise. Umibes ha'shivya, a person who just got released from captivity from the Goyim. Va'ayot umibes ha'asurin, or a person who is released from prison, but, even if he was held in prison by Jews, v'hamenuda sheitiu l'chacham, or a person who was in cherem, that the local chacham just released his cherem, v'chein mishin nishal l'chacham v'chutar, similarly a person who made a neder, and he just had she'ilas chachamim, he went to the chacham to release him of his neder. His neder apparently included that he wasn't going to be able to shave, v'nazir, or nazir also is not allowed to shave, v'mitzora, ha'olam mitumasa l'taros, and a mitzora, who is ascending out of his state of tumah into his state of tahara. In other words, on day 7 of his tahara period, when he would have to be shaved again by the kohen. So all these people, we say that the typical halacha is that Chazal forbid us from shaving on Chol HaMoed, because they don't want us going into Yom Tov looking disgusting. And so, but when there are extenuating circumstances that prevented someone from shaving in advance of Yom Tov, so then these people are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. So all these cases are people who were released, a person got back from out of town, or a person who was in captivity, or a person who was in a cherem, whatever these cases were, that they didn't have time for before Yom Tov. For example, they got back 2 minutes before Yom Tov, or they got back on Chol HaMoed itself, so then they have a hetter to shave on Chol HaMoed. Mishkan Beis ve'ilu mechapsin b'moed. These are the people who are allowed to do kibbutz, allowed to launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. So in other words, typically you are not allowed to launder your clothing on Chol HaMoed. Again, similar idea, that because Chazal do not want us leaving our laundry to be done on Chol HaMoed, we should be going into Yom Tov with nice, fresh, clean clothing. So, but there are extenuating circumstances that prevented someone from doing their laundry in advance of Yom Tov, so then they have a heter to do laundry on Chol HaMoed itself. What are the examples? A person who's coming back from overseas, again, not on a cruise because he was overseas on business. A person who just got out of captivity. A person who's released, who's exiting from prison. A person who's in cherem, and the chacham just released him of his cherem. Similarly, a person who made a neder that, let's say, he wasn't going to have clean clothing, and now he went to the chacham and he just got released from his neder. Mitbechos hayadayim, hand towels. Mitbechos hasaparim, those are the cloths that the barbers use to shield the person whose hair they are cutting. Umitbechos hasfag, and these are also the towels that they used when they got out of the bathhouse. Hazavin vahazavas vahanidos vahayoldos, or a zava, a man who released a certain fluid, or a woman who released a certain fluid, she discharged a fluid, or a nida, the hayoldos, and a woman who just had a baby, the chola olin mitumah latara, all people who are ascending literally out of their state of tumah into their state of tahara, for example, like the mitzvah in their previous mishnah. And what's special about them is that all these people, the zav, the zava, the nida, they all need to wash their clothing, they need a fresh change of clothing now. Harei elu mutarn, all these people are permitted to wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed, ushar kol adam asrim, but any other person would be prohibited to wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Gimel, ve'elu kosvin b'moed, normally it's asr to write on Chol HaMoed. However, there are certain circumstances where there is a davar avit, for example, on the table, where there's a loss at stake, so then Chazal permit us to write on Chol HaMoed. And I'm not going to explain all of the cases here. We explain that in the individual Mishnayos. But just for the Perek view, I'll just run through quickly. Ve'elu kosvim b'moed, these are the examples, things that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Kiddushin nashim, when you write a shtar kiddushin for women, or the shtars that are associated with getting married. Gitin v'shovarin, or a divorce document, or a receipt. Daitiki, those are for the shchimeraz, words that you're allowed to write down. Matana upruz bulin, a gift that Reuven is saying that he's generously going to give Shimon a lot of money. Upruz bulin, that's the document that you write in order to hand over your chovos to the bezdin in the Shemitah year, so that the loans do not become released. Igros shom v'igros mazon, literally those are the letters of evaluation, or the letters of sustenance. We said that those are the things that the bezdin write up, evaluating how much the lova's property is worth, so that the malva can collect, or the igros mazon. Those are the documents assessing or delineating that the fellow is going to support his stepdaughters. Ushtari chalitza ume unim, or the shtar that indicates that chalitza was performed. Ume unim, that's the shtar that indicates that a girl did miyun, she refused the marriage that she had been initiated into by her mother or by her brother. Ushtar Beruin, those are the shtars that indicates two litigants selecting certain dayanim. Ugzeros Bezin, or decrees of a court. Those are the verdicts of the court. Ve'igros Shel Rashus, or the documents that are the government documents, government decrees, or these are documents that one writes as like a letter to his friend. Mishnah Dala, in Kosvin Shtari Chov Bamoi, we do not write up loans or any obligatory documents, Shtar Chov, promissory note of some sort, but if the Malva doesn't trust the Lova, and the Lova desperately needs money, or the scribe doesn't have what to eat, then there's permissibility to write up these items. In Kosvin Sfarim, Tfilin Umezuzas Bamoed, we do not write up Sfarim, even Sefer Torah, or the Parshis of Tfilin, or the Parshis from Mezuzah, Anchol Amoed, Ve'in Magin Osachas, we do not edit even a single letter in these Sfarim, Afilu B'Sefer Hazar, even in the Sefer that was kept in the Azar that the Kohen Gadol read from on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosev Adam Tefillin Mezuzos La'atzma, a person is allowed to write the parshas for Tefillin Mezuzos if it's for his own personal use, but not for selling. V'tova al yirecho tchelos tzitzis. So he's allowed to do the spinning of a strand of the string for tchelos, for his tzitzis, as long as he does it with a shinoi, doing it in a different way than he typically would, by rolling it, by spinning it on his thigh, as opposed to spinning it by his two hands, between his two fingers. Mishnah Hey. A person who buries his dead 3 days prior to the Yom Tov. What does that mean? We said that means that he buried the dead and he observed 3 days of Avelus prior to the regal, then bat lahimenu gezeres shiva. Then that cancels shiva. He doesn't have to complete the remaining days of the shiva after Yom Tov is over. Shimona, if he observed 8 days of avelas before Yom Tov, so that means that he observed the full 7 days of avelas and then 1 day of the shloshim period, then bat lahimenu gezeres shloshim. That cancels observing the rest of the shloshim after Yom Tov is over. Mibnesha amru, because they said Shabbos ola ve'inam avsekas. We know that if a person was observing Avelos, and they're 3 days into their Avelos, and then they hit Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't cancel the Avelos. In fact, it contributes towards the count of the Avelos. So Shabbos would be day four of the period, and it wouldn't cancel. In Mafsekas, it doesn't cancel the Avelos. Regalim, but Yamim Tovim, on the other hand, Mafsekin, they do cancel. If a person observed the first 3 days of their Avelos, then the Regal cancels the rest of the Shiva, Ve'in and Olin, and they do not contribute to add up to the shiva or to the shloshim. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Atzeres Kashash. Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the status of Shavuos with respect to Avelos? So it's once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Shavuos has a status like Shabbos, the same way that Shabbos contributes towards the minion of shiva or the minion of shloshim, and it does not cancel anything, so too Shavuos as well. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel said, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim k'Regalim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a status like Regalim, like Yom Tovim, meaning to say that they cancel. If a person observed 3 days of Avelos and then they hit Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah cancel the rest of the Shiva period. And they would not contribute toward the Shiva if a person only observed 2 days before they hit Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. So then they would have to continue the remaining 5 days after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur over. The Chachamim disagree with both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel's halacha. Neither one is correct. Ela Atzeres Karagalim. Shavuos has a status like Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah the Yom Kippurim Keshabbos. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a status like Shabbos that it would contribute to the minyan and it wouldn't cancel anything. Mishnah Zayin. In Korin Velocholtzen Vein Marvin Elakrovov Shalmeis. We do not do kriya for one of the Zion. We do not do kriya or tearing the garments upon the death in a family or a chaltzin exposing the shoulder or supplying the suda savra. The suda savra was the suda that the close friends would give to the avelim after the kavura, because the avelim are not supposed to eat their own food. So the only people that we would do kriya for, a chalitza for, a mavrin for, would be for the krovim shalmeis, a person avelim who are observing avelis for their close friends. Relatives, the father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or spouse. Ve'in mavrin ela almita zakufa, and the suda savra is supplied on an erect bed, not a flipped over bed. They typically used to flip over their beds in observance of avelus, but not on chol hamoed. Ein molich in lebeis ha'evil. We do not bring the suda savra to the avil's house. Lo b'tavla, lo b'iskutla, lo b'kanun. We said these were more elegant platters. We do not bring it on those platters. El Bezalim, everyone has to bring it in regular run-of-the-mill baskets in order so that the Aniyim, who can only afford those baskets, don't get embarrassed. Vein Omrim Birkas Avelim B'moed. We do not recite the Birkas Avelim. We say when they got back from the Kavura, everyone would line up in two rows, and Avelim would pass through those two rows, and everyone would say Nechama. And then afterwards, everyone would go to the Rechov, to the town square, to the street, and they would give Birkas Avelim. So Birkas Avelim is not done on Chol HaMoed. Avol Omdin Bashur, everyone stands in the two rows, U'menachemin U'pochen Etzarabim. And then everyone offers the Nechama, offers consolation, and then the Avelim excuse the Rabim, they excuse everybody to go home and not come to the Rechov to do Birkas Avelim. Mishnah Ches, In Manichen Es Amita Berechov. We do not leave out the beer containing the mace out in the street, which is something that they typically did in order to inspire people, to move people to offer eulogy. Shalola Hagalas Ahasper, because you're not supposed to arouse eulogy on Chol HaMoed. V'lo Shal Nashim La'olam, we never leave out the beer of a woman out in the street. Mimnei Kavod, out of Kavod, out of respect for the deceased. Nashim B'moed Ma'anos, women on Chol HaMoed can sing dirges. Avolo Metapchos, they are not supposed to clap. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Hasmuchos L'mita Metapchos. Rabbi Shmuel says, actually, the ones who are closest to the beer can offer, they can clap. Mishnah Tes, Barash Chadashim B'Chanuka, B'Purim, Ma'anos Matapchos. And Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim, women would sing these dirges and they would clap B'Zeh B'Zeh, but on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah or Purim, or Chol HaMoed for that matter, Lo Mekononos, they do not do kinos, they do not sing these wailing songs that they used to sing. Nikbar HaMeis, once the mace was buried, Lo Ma'anos, Lo Matapchos, then nothing is done. No singing of the dirges is done anymore, and no clapping is done. Ezehu Inoy, what's considered Inoy? Shakulan Onos Ka'achas, all of them respond together. They all sing in unison. The dirge. Kina, but what's Kina? Sha'achas Medaberes V'kulan Onos Acharau. That one person would lead, essentially, and everybody else would respond after her in tandem. Shanemar, what do you see that that's what a Kina is? V'lameidna B'nosechem Nahi, from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that teach your daughters this wailing, v'isha re'usa kina, and a woman should teach her friend kina, in other words, that the kina is something that's said in tandem. We end off on a nice note. La'asalavu hu omer bila hamavas l'netzach, Hashem will swallow up death, in other words, terminating death eternally, for eternity. U'macha Hashem lokim dima me'al kopanim, and Hashem will wipe off all the tears from on all faces.